But after meeting this chaplain, I continued to ponder the idea of serving our church in the world. And the idea of the chaplain service was planted in my thought. And I remember one point asking myself, I had a sense that I was done with coaching and I had no idea what I would do next. And I asked myself, what's really important to me? And the answer was very clearly that I love God and wanted to work for God. God had blessed me my whole life long. I love church. Everything good in my life came because of what I had learned at church, and everything bad in my life was turned around because of what I learned at church. I wanted to pray for others. I wanted to be a practitioner, but I wanted to be a public practitioner. I was interested in meeting and supporting people of all faith groups. And while I deeply feared the military, I was very much aware that it was in the news every time there was a crisis or a confrontation or some kind of big need in the world. And I had a sense that if I was going to be a better citizen, I should understand more about the military, and that my best way of learning is through experience. And as frightening as it was to me to enter into it, I knew if I was in the military, it would motivate me to be more prayerful for the world. And those were my motives that turned me towards the chaplain service.